This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. And the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, and durable details, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Code CLASSIC24.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, my friends. Welcome in. So glad you are here. It is the Eric Zane Show podcast. A daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Glad you are here. Getting some comments right away about the length of the intro to get the show started. Yeah, I know. There's a couple things slowing me down. Namely, my hair. If I start this show without appropriate hair, well, that's just something we can't have. Seriously. Megan says it's time to talk great food giveaway. And she's right. She is absolutely right. So here's where we are. I'm just going to use this as a jumping off point. I reached out to my pal over at Meyer, Nate. And I said, all right, Nate, here we go. He's new there. This is the third person I've dealt with at Meyer over the years. First it was Josh, and then it was another fellow, forgot his name, and then now this guy, Nate. And I write, Nate, here's what's up. The audience of the podcast helps me raise money to buy Christmas dinners, this time for 150 families. On the date of the great food giveaway, Friday, December 20, people in need drive up. We put the boxes of food in their cars, no questions asked, and away we go. We would purchase the food at the Jennison Meyer. I need 150 of each. Hams, sacks of potatoes, jars of gravy, pumpkin pies, packages of rolls, and 300 cans of corn. All you have to do is make sure I can make the purchase and tell me the price ahead of time. Will that work for you? If so, the quicker I can get the price on all that, the better. This allows me to put a goal in front of the audience. Any deals, savings, chances to cut corners on the total cost and purchase is greatly appreciated. We've gotten hams for a super low cost in the past. Thanks in advance, your pal, Eric Zane, Eric Zane Show Podcast. So, yes, that's where we are right now. The way I've done it in the past is basically we've passed the virtual hat around. The easiest way, I know it sounds ridiculous, but has been Venmo. Right away, I need to note that Amy already sent along $75, and Chris D also sent along $20. I'm pretty sure that was the amount he sent. So we're off and running. I am going to right now pass along the Venmo link to you. All of that money then goes into the Venmo account, which then goes directly to Meyer when we buy the food. There is an accounting of it because I'm showing you on my Venmo how much has come into there. And then when we actually make the purchase, I'll let you know the amount and show you the amount that you all spent for it. Outstanding efforts all the way around by everyone. Okay. My Venmo profile. Yes, it's as I thought it was, at Eric dash Zaitunian. That's where I am at Venmo, on Venmo, at Eric dash Zaitunian. Zeitunian, for those that are following along on the live stream. Rebecca has already thrown $50 our way. Thank you, Rebecca. I don't know the dollar amount yet that it is going to cost, but it's usually pretty expensive. I want to say about $2,000 to $3,000. I could be wrong. I don't recall. I lose track. At Eric dash Zeitunian. It makes sense because when we're doing something that is, a charitable effort like this, that's all Zaitunian. You know, there's no Zane there. Thank you, Adam. Adam just threw $50 into our coffers. That means we now have already $195, and we are just a couple of minutes into the great food giveaway. Rebecca with a great question. Are we still doing feminine hygiene products and pet food? Yes, ma'am. The feminine hygiene products can either be donated over to, you can bring a box and drop it off at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Or with the extra money, we will just purchase them. You can also, if you live outside of the area, I've had people mail feminine hygiene products to Irvine. So if you actually wanted to go buy a box or two and then throw them in the mail and send it to Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, we'll stockpile those. And then, the people pull up. The first stop is pet food. Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance has all sorts of pet food, and we give that away to the person. And then we give them the food for the Christmas meal. And then we send them along to Team Red / Team Pink, where feminine hygiene products are then given to the person in need. And Megan says Irvine's has an Amazon wish list for Team Pink, if anyone wants it. Oh, please share it, please. Because some of these folks, they might prefer pads or perhaps actual tampons or perhaps the up-and-comer period cups, which just sounds ridiculous. Kenny says, if it's a link, you'd have to share it, Eric, on this chat anyway. Okay, that's a great point. So, my dearest Megan, if you could email it, and then I will copy and paste. So, it's eric@ericzaneshow.com, and I'll copy it and paste that Amazon wish list, and boom, we're in business. Nick says, just curious, of all the things to donate, why did you choose tampons? Well, as it is with most things, I don't think of the great ideas. I usually am last on board and goes, that sounds good. And then I talk about it. That is a Megan joint. She said, a lot of these folks who can't feed themselves, they also can't afford something as important as feminine hygiene products easy. And I said, yeah. Well, let's gather some of that up. I thought we could do rubbers too, but it was shot down by the board. I'm also on what do you call that other payment form? You got Venmo, and then what's the other one? PayPal? What am I on PayPal? I don't even remember. I don't even know if I can look at. Oh, okay, there it is. It's been so long. Oh, my God. It's asking me to enter a password like I'm going to remember that. Nick says Plan B pills. Jeremy describes it as a tax on being born with a uterus. It's an additional cost that men don't have to pay. Well, I mean, yes and no. I mean, I pay for it. Chris says, did you reach out to your pals at the news station so we can have a beat-up sesh the next day of Mr. Pop-Pop on TV being pleasant? Without a doubt. Oh, you know it. I got to get myself a brand new Christmas sweater. And then I will go on TV and talk about it on Fox 17. And then the next day we'll show up here and you will beat the shit out of me. You know, they say the camera adds like 50 pounds. So that's going to be rough. All right. Chris says camera is accurate. Fuck. Okay, I have the link to the Amazon wish list. It is there now. Thank you to our dearest Megan for being all over this. Like, check this out. This is the Amazon wish list. This is outstanding. Eco Blossom reusable menstrual cup set. Oh, my God. The most reliable medical grade silicone period cups. Comfortable use for 12 hours. You've also got these Amazon Basics ultra thin pads. So basically, you go here and you add one of these to your cart. $14.99, $4.97, $5.59, $6.13, $10.47. One of each you buy and then it gets delivered to Irvine's. How about that? So I want them inundated every day with parcels for the great food giveaway number 5 with tampons. This all started as it was Denny Porter who suggested it. Denny Porter is the husband of Amy Porter, who runs A&D Cleaning. They were marketing on the show for quite some time. Home services, housekeeping, things like that. Thanksgiving rolls around. We're leading up to the great kidney giveaway. And he's like, hey, I want to give away a Thanksgiving dinner. I go, kick it down, kick the can down the road. But I'm out. I don't have time to prepare. We're not going to do it. We get closer to great Christmas time. Early December 2020. I forget what year it was that I gave away the kidney. And he's like, EZ, what about now? And I was in California for the kidney donation. So then I was doing the show from a hotel room, if you recall, with a huge gash in my belly, stapled shut. And I announced, yeah, well, this guy Denny wants to give away Christmas dinner. And then I think you all did the same thing. Well, why don't we raise a bunch of money and buy Christmas dinner for everybody? Okay, sounds good. And then the great food giveaway was born. Jeremy says, what's Irvine's address to Megan? I'll tell you this. It's so cool that you're on top of it. Don't forget, Google is your friend. 4311 Stafford Southwest, Wyoming, Michigan, 49548. 49548 is the zip code. Maureen says the guys in the shop at Irvine's love getting deliveries of feminine hygiene products every single day. They're all about it. So, okay. Thanks again to the Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance. I haven't asked, but they're part of it. They always are, for year number 5 of the Great Food Giveaway. Yes, 2020 was the first year. 21, 22, 23, 24. I always screw this up. Year number 5. Maureen asks if Jeremy will have his first appearance at a Great Food Giveaway. He says he's going to try. You know, it's sometimes tough with work. Totally understand. Typically, though, we're done before it gets dark. Usually by like 4, we're done. And then we head to, what's the name of that place? Bedline Bar. And we have something to eat. All right. So again, if you want to contribute on the Great Food Giveaway, the way this works is I'm collecting the cash via Venmo. Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App. At Eric-Zeitunian, Zeitunian. At Eric-Zeitunian. If you would like to send some cash away via Venmo for the Great Food Giveaway with tampons. I don't have PayPal or Cash App right in front of me, but I will include it in the show notes of this show. And I will update you every single day with the dollar amount raised. Rebecca with a great question. What day is the Great Food Giveaway? That is Friday, December 20. The world's kind of shutting down like after that for Christmas, because you got 21 is Saturday, 22 is Sunday, 23 is Monday, 24 is Christmas Eve. That's Tuesday. Christmas falls on Wednesday, the 25th. So, yeah, if you can, it's just a party. We all just get out, smoke Newports. Sarah Rook Ruck Rouge screams at people. The chicks get freaked out because Pellerito stalks them. I don't know if he's going to show. I'm sure it'll turn into a goddamn catastrophe if it does. I'm hoping that our good pal Joe Pellerito bends the ear of his brother and says, hey, leave these people alone. They don't want anything to do with you. Stop, stop, stop. But I doubt it, because he's a thick-skulled moron and probably isn't going to listen to anything his brother says. All right. But anyway, we continue on. So thank you so much. If you want to send that cash along at some point, even just $5, even just $1, if you can't afford anything, that's totally cool. Send a buck. Send two. The strength is in our numbers, and we've always had a fantastic time. Any extra amount of cash after we get the money to fund the food, all the extra money goes towards the, what do you call it, feminine hygiene products, and they all go. Jeremy just ordered one of everything on Irvine's list. That is awesome. So I didn't round it up as to the exact amount that that's going to cost you, but it looks like $14.99, $20, $26, $32, roughly $50 for all of the things on Irvine's list. Can't go wrong. Whether it's a food donation, cash for food, or actual purchase of feminine hygiene products on the Amazon wish list, I'll include all of these links in the show notes of this audio podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is a grassroots effort in our own special way to make a difference. We've had, first year was 100 families fed, and then we later did 200 families fed, and then we did back to 100. That's not enough. And then so we're like, all right, let's find a happy medium, 150. 200 was almost too much for whatever reason. Now, if we hit it out of the park and the food is gone quickly, we will up it next year to 200. We're here for the long haul. We just want to feed people. That's all we're interested in doing. We want to feed people and keep women from having to worry about where they get their feminine hygiene products from or how they get them, because they don't have any damn money, and how they're going to feed their pets. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Nick describes it as turkey and tampons with Mr. Pop Pop. Well, the long and the short of it is we're giving away hams. Christmas hams, not turkeys, Nick. So get it straight. Megan says we've had a couple of calls to Irvine's asking if we're doing the great food giveaway this year. Likely return customers, people wanting to get the food. Maureen says, remind Mike Ball to start saving boxes, without a doubt. Maureen says, keep your cars rolled up with Eric Zane around. He likes to throw snowballs at your car. Yeah, that was the gruesome twosome were there, and they had to leave because there was a snowstorm coming or something like that. And Maureen says, bye bye. And she rolled the window down and on a rope from like 48 yards, I delivered a strike that went right in the car and blasted Linda. Went right by Maureen, blasted Linda. Jimmy says, EZ, what is your brine recipe? Oh, my God. I have it right in front of me. This is non-negotiable, by the way. If you're doing Thanksgiving turkey and you don't brine your bird, you're pretty much an asshole. Where's my fucking glasses at? Why, you ask? During brining, the turkey absorbs extra moisture, which in turn helps it stay juicy. Since the turkey absorbs salt and other flavors too, it also gets nicely seasoned. After you brine it, you don't need to do anything else to it. Even better, the salt breaks down some of the turkey's proteins, making it more tender. Why brine a turkey? Think of brine as insurance. A bird that has been wet brined for just 12 hours will stay juicy. Even if you overshoot the cooking time a bit, it's one less thing to worry about. Thank you for reminding me about this, Jimmy. I will link it up in the show notes to this podcast. First thing you do is you're going to need a big-ass pot and a spot in the fridge to do it. Get the bird ready. Unwrap thawed turkey. Take out the neck, giblets. Place it in the pot along with the aromatics that you're using, if any. You know, whatever. Sage. Fucking, I don't know. Whatever it may be. Bay leaves. Rosemary. Thyme. Sprigs of those. Dissolve the salt in a small amount of hot water and let cool a little bit. Pour over the turkey, then add the remaining cold water. The turkey should be fully submerged. Otherwise, make some more brine as needed. Weight the turkey down with a plate if it's floating. You're going to need 4 quarts of water divided and 1 cup kosher salt or 3/4 cup table salt. That's fine. There you go. It's all I'll include it in the links. You just click on the link in the show notes of this podcast. Jeremy says, I'm cooking Thanksgiving dinner for the first time. Oh, my God. Don't fuck it up. And the first thing I looked up was a brine recipe. Bob throws this at us. Brines are great. Apple and sage. Using a jug of apple juice instead of equal amount of water is the bomb. Wait a minute. Are you suggesting straight apple juice and no water? Or is it jug of apple juice and jug of water? And then when you say sage, obviously the aromatics. But you also said apple. Are you putting an apple in there too? Stevie says we use a new 5-gallon bucket and put the bird in a brine bag. Works great. That's awesome too. As long as you keep it cold. 12 hours plus. Gearing up for Thanksgiving. Now, in the EZ Show household, we make the trip across the state to the home of the world-famous charity scam Mike. This is always like a blowout. Because you get there, and then you watch the Lions lose. And they will lose again. They play Chicago. They're going to get blown out against the Bears. EZ, how could you possibly say that? It's Thanksgiving. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be horrible. And Lions fans are going to be pissed off. And then you eat after. That is the tradition. Thanksgiving starts. Maybe some Ritz crackers, cheese ball. And then there's usually some shitty halftime performance. We've already begun eating at that point. And then they lose by like 6 touchdowns. Last year, Green Bay did it. The year before, it was closed, but Buffalo beat them. All right. Maureen says we must call Kyle on Wednesday before Thanksgiving. That's not going to matter. They probably won't lose against Indianapolis this coming week. But on Thursday, they're going to lose. Mark my words. And it's not my fault. Maureen says it's Shibuzi for halftime this year. All right. Talking about Kyle, how we talk to him here on the show before the Lions games, and we've established that if we don't talk to him, they will for sure lose. Somebody on the Eric Zane Show podcast Reddit page posted a pic of their record. It says 9-1, and instead of the 1, it's an upside down Amon-Ra St. Brown after the win yesterday. Best record in the NFC, it says. Hey, it's your old pal EZ for my latest and greatest sponsor, Uncommon Goods. Wouldn't it be exceptional if you got a gift for that special someone, and when they opened it and took a look at it, they didn't immediately start to forget about it? It's time to up your game and get a fantastic, thoughtful gift with Uncommon Goods. Uncommon Goods, where fantastic artisan-type creators make amazing gifts for you to check out. And it's all in one place, uncommongoods.com. The choices are endless. Go to uncommongoods.com and see what they have to offer. You could get lost on their website just looking at the fantastic gifts, and you'll have to start writing it down. You're like, oh, this person would love this so much. Oh my gosh. All of your shopping will get done just like that. You're welcome. You'll get lost in a rabbit hole of awesomeness at uncommongoods.com. And when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches. So shop now before they sell out for the holiday season. This is what I want you to do. I want you to go to uncommongoods.com. And if you use my special code, you will get 15% off of your next gift that you purchase. Uncommongoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Uncommongoods.com/Zane. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
And this person who typed it, I forget who the people are. Vengus Chris. Venga Chris. I don't know who that is. Chris K? No idea. Wrote, God bless Kyle. This person, though, Tool underscore 73, says, Kyle sounds like a fake accent Cali surfer. It gets old real quick, and I fast forward through his segment every time on the podcast. Oh, no. Poor guy. Linda says, that Lions win was a big fuck you to Chris in Minnesota. It was, because it's interesting. You know, you had a record-setting performance by them. They had, like, I don't know, something like 650 yards of offense. In the history of football, it's like the ninth most yards in a game is a team record. They had, like, 38 first downs. Jared Goff threw for north of 400 yards. He missed only five times. I think four touchdown passes. I mean, he is second. Vegas had, no, I'm sorry, third. Third in odds for MVP. Vegas right now has Josh Allen, the best odds to win the MVP. Number two is Lamar, and number three is Goff. It might be three is Mahomes. So Goff is third or fourth, and they change quite quickly depending, because Goff, I think, was second until the five interception game. But I don't, you know, when you're a moron like Chris, who's just ugly, okay, he makes Joe Martinez seem like a super fan. Chris's hatred of the team, yet says he's a fan of the Lions, is goddamn ugly. It's actually unnerving to hear how angry that guy is. I'm like, why can't you just enjoy shit? Why does everything have to be a goddamn ordeal? Ugh, that was ugly. Anyway, I can guarantee you, that fuck would say something like, oh, yeah, well, Jacksonville sucks, or something like that. Megan says, which Chris was wearing the Crocs? I don't recall. But the name Mad Chris applies. Chris in Minnesota. He's just pissed off at everything. Doesn't matter what he is. Or what's going on? He's pissed at everything. Linda says, no, Chris is the one who's going to murder his family someday. Matt Peak was the one wearing the Crocs. That poor Matt got obliterated too. He didn't even talk any shit. He did not talk any shit about Trump winning the election. And Stevie was motherfucking him because he voted for Trump. Okay, to my Democratic friends, you got to quit being a bunch of bitches. Megan says, I think he talked a little shit. All right, maybe a little, but you know what? Whatever. I think we're getting a not-so-equitable, aggressive response from my Democratic, left-leaning brothers and sisters. This is what you need to do. You need to do this. You need to wish the victors the best and hope that they do an excellent job running the country for the next 4 years. All that wasted energy, bitching, is going to get you nowhere. That's just my two cents. I could be wrong. Maybe it's good to be that aggressive, but I'm telling you, it's not going to help you in any way, shape, or form. Anyway, so the Lions, yeah, that was a that was destructive. Holy shit. In fact, I want to play a clip or two for you. My friends at Q100 send me the audio because they are a Lions affiliate over there. I'm very happy to be able to play those clips the day after. By the way, I have a staff meeting today with my friends at Q100. So this will be a two-part podcast. Let's see. Jameson Williams in that Lions game had a, you know, one of those crossing routes. He caught a pass on the run, and then he's so damn fast, away he goes. This is how that sounded yesterday.
On second down, Goff takes the direct snap, fakes the give, sets in the pocket, steps up, looks, throws, it is complete. There goes Jameson, right side. He's got the angle to the end zone. 25-20, 15-10, 5, end zone, touchdown Detroit Lions. Jameson flies into the end zone, and the Lions extend their lead. Once he catches that ball, once he's got the angle, you're dead and you don't even know it.
Dan Miller is such a peel him off the ceiling guy. I mean, he just loses his shit. This is the Kirby Joseph interception.
There's the snap, fakes the give, rolls to his right, throws downfield. It is pickoff.
Yes, sir.
Kirby Joseph.
Yes, sir.
Number 7 on the season. He leads the National Football League. Jones tried to throw it down there to his tight end, Luke Farrell. Kirby and Brian Branch were both in the area. It was just out of the reach of Branch, but Kirby said, don't worry, I got you. And there it is, another pick for number 31.
Stevie says, are we supposed to be seeing video? Because we don't. No, ma'am. This is just audio. I said that. Let's see. However, I will play some for you. What's the name of the coach again? Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell, locker room speech against the Jaguars.
Hey, that's a hell of a...
They get done with the team prayer. And this is how it went down.
Hey, that's a hell of a job, man. It's a hell of a job. I'm going to go back to what I said last...
Can you imagine if Chris was in the locker room and he would just talk shit after everything Dan Miller would say? And then they, like, beat his ass right there because he's such a bitch. All right, let's back it up. They're finishing up the team prayer. I wish they'd keep the team prayer in. Who doesn't want to hear the team prayer? Come on.
Hey, that's a hell of a job, man. It's a hell of a job. I'm going to go back to what I said last night. Man, when you have talent, talented football players, and they are made of the right kind of stuff. They are made of the right kind of stuff. And those guys come together. You have a collective willpower that you can make the game any way you want it to go. You can do that. That's exactly what you guys did. You came out after a rough game last week. We found a way to win. And we weren't having it today, man. You guys willed that game the way you wanted it. And we have that ability. Remember that. Remember that. That gets us to 9. I've got all kinds of notes, man. This thing turned into something. It's unbelievable. Here's the biggest thing, though. Offensively, man, we set a team record. We set a team record. 645 yards after kneel downs. 645 yards on offense, all right? And 38 first downs. Those are team records, gentlemen. Give those guys a hand, huh? So it goes without saying, everybody on offense is going to get a damn game ball, all right? Everybody. Now, inside of that, I just want to make this point. Our quarterback was 24-29, 412 yards, 4 touchdowns, a perfect quarter.
Okay. 24 of 29, 412. To that fuck Chris in Minnesota, how could you possibly say anything bad about this guy, you dumb dick?
Quarterback running 158.3, all right, with 4 rushes for 21 yards. Another highlight here. All right, this guy had 11 receptions on 11 targets, 161 yard, 2 tugs, Mr. St. Brown. Defense gave up 170 yards. 170 yards. All right, 645 to 170. That's how you play ball, man, back at our house. It's outstanding, all right? I'm going to highlight these players here. Three total tackles, one interception, Mr. Kirby. Yeah.
Hey, man, I love this team, man. We put in the work for this, man. Hey, on to the next. I love y'all boys.
Man, he's kind of been a bell cow for us. He really had to take over today, all right, with what happened. This guy had 9 total tackles, 1 TFL, had a half sack, plays his ass off every week. Violent player, smart player, relentless Jack Campbell.
I just want to say I appreciate every single person in this room. You've poured so much into me as an individual, and that's the only way I feel like each individual in this room works is everything you got, every single play, give it your all. This team's special, and I'm excited to keep going. So.
Yes.
The sky's the limit, man. The sky's the limit. That's number 9, all right? We're about to hit the backstretch. We are close. We're about to hit the backstretch, and we're on to the Colts, all right? Great win. Break it down.
Mr. Perfect.
Mr. Perfect, come on.
Bring it in. Hey. Great team win. On to the next. One out there, one to three.
All right, here we go. Yeah, I odds for MVP. Josh Allen is plus 150. That means something to you gamblers. I don't know. Lamar Jackson is plus 175. And then Goff is plus 600. Mahomes plus 850. That means Vegas says Jared Goff is more likely to win the MVP than Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Kyler Murray, Joe Burrow, and Brock Purdy. So to Chris in Minnesota, you're a fuck. Okay? That is, there's no other way of putting it. You're a fuck. You stupid bastard. Jesus Christ, quit hating everything. Life's too short, you dumb dick. Kenny says, I just punched a hole in my wall while listening to this. Becky says, I would run through a wall for Dan Campbell. Chris says, I love this team. Too bad they always choke. Chris, you fuck. I know what you're doing there. Kenny says, hell, he'd inspire me to go line up against the other team if I was in there. He also says, Dan Campbell has the best locker room speeches. Effing love this dude. Let's talk about the fat-a-thon. Last week at this time, Jeremy weighed in at 294.9. He delivered that number, and also horrible news that his dad, Feach, passed away. So he gets a pass because he ate a lot during the week. And so he's up big time. After many, many, many consecutive weeks down, in fact, all of the weeks have been down for Jeremy. It's completely understandable. I mean, he was going in 10 directions and probably didn't want to feel hungry for many of those moments during the week and various people that he was with and gatherings where food is there available. So absolutely, you get a pass, but he did balloon. He ballooned back up to up 5.7. He is north of 300 pounds now. He was at 294.9 last week, and after a 5.7 up week, he is at 300.6, and he's going to take the L this week, only his second loss in the fat-a-thon, week 9. He's going to have to draw a line in the sand there because he now, his record moves to 7 wins and 2 losses in 9 weeks. Kenny all over it with a badass fucking week. He drops 3.8. That is now two consecutive weeks where he has dropped. And his biggest drop since, oh my God, we got to go back. That is his biggest drop, I think, since we started. He dropped 2.8 1 week, down, and then he was up 2.4, and then down 2.4, down 1.3, down 0.8, down 0.2, and then he was up 1.6, and then down 1.0, but down 3.8. Impressive work, young man. That gives him the win for the week. He improves to 2-7, something to build on. And his weight now is down to 312 even as it falls from 315.8. Overall, Kenny was at 360 when he started this, and he thinks he's found the magic formula. He feels pretty good about it, and he said he's got a plan in place. And he said that his is really picking up some momentum now. With in 2 weeks, he's dropped nearly 5 pounds. So Jeremy's going to have to get the eye of the tiger there, and get his shit in order, and we'll see what happens. But so Jeremy, I know you got it in you to pick up the pace again. And Kenny, you just keep doing what you're doing. And Jeremy, you forget this last week and get after what you've done in the past on the world famous Eric Zane Show podcast, Fat-a-thon, with two of our most disgusting audience members. Dare I say they are the most disgusting audience members right now. Jeremy has been less disgusting every single week, but he is more disgusting this week. Kenny is on a roll with 5 pounds of disgustingness gone. You have eliminated 5 pounds of disgustingness, a little less gross every goddamn day. Jeremy says Friday, Saturday, and Sunday were just big eat my feelings binge days. Back to keeping track of shit. You're going to have to. You're going to have to. All right. Some words of encouragement from Molly. She says, still proud of y'all doing it. Jeremy encourages Kenny and says, fuck yeah, Kenny, great job, buddy. All right. Kenny encourages Jeremy. Jeremy, you'll be back on track at that previous weight in no time, buddy. I have nothing but faith in you. All right. So there we go. Okay, where am I here? What else is I going to talk? Oh, my God. The fucking Tyson fight. So, we all went into the Mike Tyson fight thinking, oh, it's going to be great. Tyson's going to kill him. Well, he didn't. He didn't do anything. He just got, like, muscly. And then he got in the ring, and he just stood there. He didn't really throw any punches or anything. It was awful. It was, someone says, Tofa says it was staged. I don't know that it was. I think Jake Paul took it easy on him. I think he realized that he's in bad shape and he cannot fight, and he couldn't. He couldn't do anything. He was exhausted. There was a couple moments he threw punches, but Megan says what everybody thought, at least the fights beforehand were good, and I guess they were. I guess they were outstanding. Corey suggests, I saw some random person on Twitter say in the contract it said no uppercuts. Yeah, I don't know about that. Maybe. But it wasn't any good. Now, I will say this. Tyson right away came out. And by the way, Jake Paul won. But, I mean, there was nothing to it. It was a real bummer. 8 2-minute rounds. Afterwards, Mike Tyson, He pulled back the curtain a little bit. He said on Twitter, this is one of those situations when you lost, but still won. I'm grateful for last night. No regrets to get in the ring one last time. And then he shared this, and I don't know if anybody knew this, but this fight was called off at one time, but then they said that he couldn't fight at the time because he had an ulcer. But I guess it was a lot more than that. Mike reveals here that in June, when this was supposed to happen, he almost died from internal bleeding. He was bleeding out from the inside. At that time, he had 8 blood transfusions, lost half of his blood, and he lost 25 pounds in the hospital. And he said he had to fight to get healthy to fight. So he feels like he won. He says, to have my children see me stand toe-to-toe and finish 8 rounds with a talented fighter half my age in front of a packed Dallas Cowboys stadium is an experience that no man has the right to ask for. And he said, thank you. All right. I think we were all duped, though. I think we all thought, based on the training videos, because we'd see training videos of Mike really aggressively training and being fast as shit. So that didn't really line up with what people saw in that fight because he didn't do anything. But I think we were all under the illusion that he hadn't really lost anything, but he had. So I guess that's the only explanation. Or, like these guys have said, that it's just fake. It was just, let's get in there, dance around each other, collect our money, and then that's it. Tofus says, I think he had to hold back. Corey says to Tofus, there were several opportunities where Mike Tyson could have hit an uppercut in and knocked out Jake, and you can see him hold back. Chris says they know how to market it, that's for sure. So, and that's true, though. See, you know, people think that Mike Tyson's going to fucking beat the shit out of the guy. All this was an opportunity to show videos of these guys training, and then people bought tickets. They sold that place out. And then all the people that watched on Netflix, there was a lot of money to be made. So we fall for it yet again. What is the next scam that will show up that we'll all fall for? Corey says Mike showed up, got $20 million and left. Megan says the meme about Netflix going back to Tyson's time by using dial-up to stream really made me laugh. I guess the feed crashed at one point. All right. Jimmy says Blood Moon 3. That's not a scam. That's legendary, goddammit. Don't you dare besmirch the brand. I don't give a shit what happens. I don't care how bad of a movie Paul makes or whoever makes Blood Moon 3. We had a great time reviewing that. Okay, that is my time for the first half of the podcast. I got a workplace meeting to take care of. My friends over at Q100. But before I go, I do want to mention my amazing sponsors that help make the world go round for your old pal Eric Zane. Thank you as always to Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. You can find them at ervines.com. That's ervines.com. Their number is 616-532-6600. They work on all cars, EVs, and hybrids. Call today. They're right in the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan, the trusted source to get your car repaired. Werner Roofing, W-E-R-N-E-R, WernerRoofing.com. Whether it's something that's just getting a few shingles fixed, perhaps you want some siding, gutters, brand new roof, maybe a metal roof. 616-844-5382 for Werner Roofing. They put a roof on our house here. And not every roofing company has the option for the cost of the roof to be financed. It depends on who you call. But Werner has a fantastic setup to get you financed. It's a pretty expensive thing to put onto your house, improving your home. And if you don't want to pay for it all, at once, you can finance it. That's what we did here, and the rest is history. 616-844-5382. Quick and painless. Call or reach out at WernerRoofing.com, W-E-R-N-E-R, W-E-R-N-E-R, WernerRoofing.com, and reach out. There's a little form on their website for you to get the estimate. And it's free, of course. And please mention me. By the way, if you're listening to the audio podcast, all of these links to my sponsors are in the show notes, like King's Room Barbershop. Three locations, Caledonia, Northland Drive, and at 821 36th Street in Wyoming, Michigan. Legendary place to get your hair cut. 50 years of haircuts for a king, or if you're a chick who likes short hair. I almost said chick who likes shit. King's Room Barbershop, online at kingsroom.net. All right, that's it. I'll be back after the staff meeting with hour two of this show. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. All right, that is act one of the podcast. Act two is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.